Our new psalm of the month for the month of May is Psalm 43. Please listen as I read God's word. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. As we go sequentially through the Psalms, you might recognize that Psalm 43 is very similar to the one previous, to Psalm 42. In fact, verses 2 and 5 are almost word for word copied out of Psalm 42. So strong is the connection is that there's some discussion as to whether they were one psalm at some point, or if the ones who compiled the Psalms brought them together in a way that that you could tell that there was a relationship. Whether they are one or two, we have them as two, and so we'll be happy to consider them that way. In Psalm 42, I focused on how David longed to be able to go into the presence of the Lord, how the public worship of God was so important to him. That's a strong theme in Psalm 43 again as well. Rather than focus on that, I want to focus in this section or in Psalm 43 on what I'll call the inner turmoil that David wrestles with. Now, there were external pressures that are very obvious in this psalm. He talks about an ungodly nation coming against him and persecuting him. He talks as well about a deceitful and unjust man. But the rest of the psalm seems to give its emphasis to the inner struggle that David faced. There was distress because of the longing that he had to go into God's presence that he was unable to follow through in. There was also the frustration and the unjust opposition that he faced. And all of these things, you might say, they did a number on him emotionally. He was distressed. You might even say he was depressed by these things. Even though he knew God and he knew God's promises, there was something of a spiral down that is reflected in the words that he uses. He gets to the point that he thinks God has cast him off. Why, O God, have you cast me off? He wondered if God did not see or if he did not care that he was going through a period of deep mourning and that he was being persecuted by the enemy. So there is this internal struggle that Psalm 43 brings to light, and it's a very honest struggle. This is one of the things that I hope that you come to really appreciate about the Psalms, because they do give voice to the inner struggle that we often go through because of the trials that we face. There is no false pretenses here. David doesn't paste a happy smile over things that are very hard. Instead, he pours out his anguish to God. There's something of an invitation there because of that example and because of the words that he uses. So listen to these words that he uses to, first of all, speak to his own soul. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. This is the conclusion that he comes to in verse 5, which is a very direct aspect of his acknowledgement of the fears that he faces, but also in the context of these other things that he clings to in the midst of his anguish. And so, as he clings to this, he begins to speak not only to himself, but then he also cries out to God. He responds by speaking to him. He expresses the anguish of his heart. And there's that honesty that comes through in the Christian life that is so great. Why do you cast me off? Look at the trouble that I face. These words are ones that remind me of how Jesus himself prayed and poured out his soul on the night that he was betrayed. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane that he was in anguish of soul, that he cried out to God in such a way that there were great drops of sweat like blood that poured off of him. Because of this, David is something of a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, and his words provide an example and a guide and an invitation for you to do the same. As you face troubles, you can go to him and honestly pour yourself out to him. David goes on. He goes on to not only speak of those things that trouble him, he asks God, "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to your altar, O God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God." So it's verses 3 and 4, and they're really precious words. Note how he does indeed go, and he asks the Lord to deliver him. He asks that he might be able to go to worship. He asks that the Lord would send his promises so that those promises would lead him into God's own presence. These verses especially point to our Savior Jesus Christ. For the greatest promise that David is longing for is the promise of redemption, the promise of the Savior Jesus Christ who is sent to redeem us from our sins. And so he asks for the light and the truth that Jesus embodies. He is light and he is truth. He asks for the comfort that comes from the presence of Christ that we experience especially in worship. As he meditates on God's goodness, his love, his faithfulness, his light and truth, he finds that he can indeed then speak to himself. Why are you cast down, my soul? My prayer is that through this month and really through your life, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself would give you boldness to come to God to express your own internal anguish. By faith, may you also plead with God, asking him to speak to you his promises, to make sure or to ask that the Holy Spirit would make known to you the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, especially in the context of the rhythm of weekly worship. I pray that you would know what is right and good and true. You too would hope in God, for he is your help and is your God. As we sing Psalm 43, we will express those things. I invite you to turn to that in your Psalters. We'll be using the A selection to sing. Psalm 43, selection A. Please stand to praise God.